This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have J. Randall Murphy as guest co-host and Louis Sheehan, one of our listeners, who volunteered to join us. A number of others wanted to come on, but work schedules intervene. I've just heard from a few, so maybe next time. Maybe the idea that Lou had about having someone like Stanton Friedman submit to listener questions who are present as panelists make it unpredictable. And I think UFOs, in many respects, may be unpredictable because, again, Randall, you're still looking at it in terms of our technology.
There is a question I wanted to ask Lou, though, and that this takes us back to the beginning of the show where you were talking about you got into it because of your interest in ancient aliens, and I'm kind of wondering what your view on that is today and if sort of how that's evolved, especially in light of, I'm not sure if you've seen the expose, it's called Ancient Aliens Debunked, where it goes through quite a number of cases to, where they make the claim that there were ancient aliens and just pretty much does actually debunk them. So, you know, kind of where do you sit on that today?
I know there's a show, and you'd have to tell me the title of it, because I watched one episode and I thought it was so terrible I haven't watched it since. I think it's been on for, God knows, 9 years. George Tsoukalos. I just thought it was so poor, so unconvincing, I couldn't bring myself to watch it or use my time like that. So I don't know if that's a beginning of an introduction as to where I think about the ancient aliens. In my mind, I don't doubt that there were visitations, but most of the evidence offered up to suggest that there were visits, I think, is just a hokum. So I don't spend much time reviewing that information. But when I was young, when Chariots of the Gods came out, whatever I was, 6 years, 9 years old, something like that, and at that point, it was just very stimulating. And, of course, we brought out passages from the Old Testament in particular that sounded as if they involved UFOs. It was an interesting way of re-looking at things, which I appreciated. But has much of that evidence held up? I think the answer is no. I hope that answers your question. I do have another question for Gene. I'm going to put his feet to the fire. He's been critical of MUFON's questionnaire about not getting into the psychological aspects or the background aspects of the witnesses. But does he have specific suggestions? What does he get? He being Gene, I'm speaking of him in the third person as I speak. Gene, do you have specific questions? Where are you going with these suggestions? I'm intrigued by why you are so strongly committed to revising the approach to analyzing UFOs in this manner. If you could answer that, please.
Okay, well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different answer. And MUFON has been at it now for what, 48 years? 1969. Started out as the Mutual UFO Network, a splinter group that moved off from APRO, and still going on. And they really haven't changed much, and they haven't given us that much in the way of positive results. The only thing that's changed is they seem to have decided to become more commercial and kind of set aside their goal of doing scientific research to entertaining people with the Hangar One TV show, which had at times a passing resemblance to the truth, to the last MUFON convention where they're talking about secret space program and bringing on crazy time travelers. We've talked about that in a previous episode of the Paracast. I think if they want to investigate UFOs, the argument I make is that they're looking at only part of the mystery. The part of the mystery is the event. But we don't know if we can divorce that event from the witness who sees that thing. And what I think they need to do, at the very least, is not, well, if they volunteer the information, that's fine. That's what Jan Harzan, the executive director, says. What I said is that why not simply have them as questions? Ask about the background of the witness. Have they seen other unusual phenomena? What about it? Tell us about it. The family history? Tell us. Previous UFO sightings? tell us. Ghosts, whatever. Bigfoot, tell us. Learn something. Do a profile of the witness and see if that leads us to any ideas about who might be seeing UFOs. Can we find that certain people have a propensity to see things more than other people? It's something that we see. Some people see UFOs all the time. Might be the luck of the draw. Some people never see them. Some people may have something weird happen to them, but nothing defined enough like me. So I think that's where MUFON is selling itself short. Instead of becoming a commercial organization for the purpose of filling seats in auditoriums and increasing the cash flow, they need to do a more thorough effort of investigation. But that requires a different attitude. As long as they think the UFOs are separate from the witness, like looking at an aircraft, you're not a participant in the event. If you don't allow for the possibility that they're participants, I think they're not doing the subject justice. Oh, by the way, listeners, I have asked once again Jan Harzan to come on the show. So far, no answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gene, fabulous, fabulous. I can't say enough good stuff about that attitude that focuses right in on the people who are involved in making the reports, and they are in and of themselves the evidence. You cannot, like you say, divorce the observer from what's being observed. I really do think that you're onto something there.
What I'm envisioning in the good old days was you're on the lookout for a Japanese aircraft attacking your ship. So you keep a keen eye out, and if you see one, you report it, and that's the end of the story. They, you know, the other people take it from there. It doesn't matter how many I've seen in the past. What are you implying by the fact that someone may have seen 20 and another person may have seen one? What are you getting at there? I mean, I have my own suspicions, but do you share my suspicions that people who are multiple experiences are less credible than the singular?
I don't think it's a matter of credibility. I think it's something in their past, something in their genetic makeup, or just the luck of the draw that might make them more prone to see something. I don't think they just made it up. I think some people just made it up or had a real experience, and this might imply what happens to some so-called experiencers or contactees, where they have the experience and they get some kind of recognition, notability about it. And after a while, people want to know, well, what's the next story? And they have to come up with a second story and a third story, and they go on. But that doesn't mean that this implies that if you see a UFO more than once or twice, you're making it up, because there are people there who aren't looking for fame or fortune. It just happens to them, and they report it. And I think they're reporting it accurately, and we need to find out what's happening and also why they are prone to seeing it. Again, understanding their family background, prior experiences, where they live, a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, fabulous. So, Lou, why would you think that it would make a person less credible necessarily?
Well, I have not seen one, let alone 10. So I just think the odds are don't favor somebody seeing 10. I had an experience. I moved to California a few years ago. So I lived near where they hold contact in the desert. And a nice lady and I met up there amongst other people, a crowd of people. And this nice lady had told me she had seen multiple UFOs. While we were there, she pointed out something in the sky, which she said was a UFO. It to me looked like a star. You know, I'm polite. I didn't say anything. It's clearly a star. And it makes me wonder about a lot of reported UFOs. I don't know. The way I was raised, you wouldn't lie about something like that. But as I've lived life longer and longer, I realize there are a lot of people out there who will say anything. I don't know. I'm not going anywhere with this particular observation. But I can understand the premise that we're looking for honest people to report honest observations and to make note of them. I do agree that I personally am not aware that MUFON has done much to raise the bona fides of the subject matter. They have not, to my knowledge, produced any craft, any videos that have persuaded world governments to change their positions. So I'm a little disappointed in what MUFON has produced. I don't understand the structure of it, where apparently a lot of the reports go uphill, nothing comes back downhill. I just don't know if it's because MUFON doesn't have the resources or what's going on.
Well, you make a good point there.
Good.
Like, this takes us back to, like, well, Gene, when you were saying that having a clear understanding of what the word means.
Randall, Gene, Lewis, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Randall had a response to that comment made by Lewis Sheehan on this week's episode of the Paracast. Go ahead, please.
I can kind of tie your comment in from earlier where you were saying it doesn't help us to have a clear understanding of what we mean by UFO, and then Lou's comment that this witness that he was speaking to, from what he could tell, what she was looking at was a star. And so when you go into back into the AFR 202, the Air Force definition, the first thing it says that you don't count as a UFO are familiar and known objects, and that includes aircraft, birds, balloons, kites, searchlights, and astronomical bodies, including meteors, planets, and stars. So if it looks like a star, you don't report it as a UFO. But people out there with this idea in their head that, well, I don't know what it is, it looks like a star, but I can't be sure, that's not a UFO. But you get a whole bunch of noise into the reporting system because people don't have a clear idea of what they're talking about in the first place. So I think it really would help us to get that straightened out in no uncertain terms.
I'm just going to leave it be for the time being. I think we've been there and done that.
Okay.
I want to look at what we can do in the future. I want to pretend right now that MUFON, until they respond to some very serious questions we've been asking for months, is not relevant to current UFO research because they haven't advanced anything. They haven't done anything past the 1960s that's told us anything. I don't know if they've done anything beyond what APRO did. They were a spinoff from APRO. What have they done to advance research past APRO or better? I won't count what NICAP did in the 50s and 60s because Major Keogh ran NICAP as a lobbying organization strictly to get congressional hearings on the subject. When that happened, when we had the Condon Report, which buried Project Blue Book, gave the Air Force the excuse to close it down, once that happened, NICAP had no reason to exist because it was not an investigative organization. It was a lobbying organization. And I think that's where we stand. I mean, what UFO organizations are out there? And we, obviously, Randall has his, but those that are financed enough to actually have field investigators, what are they doing? When someone sees a UFO, where do we go?
Well, like you're saying, Gene, getting into the actual witnesses themselves, I think that's really important. And to throw in sort of the third perspective, you know, I unabashedly admit that I am a believer in alien visitation. Wherever they're from and how they're getting here exactly, I'm not sure. But it seems to be happening to too many people to simply say it's not happening. And therefore, you kind of have to ask yourself why. And that's where the connection for me between the witness and the stimulus is in terms of, you know, what it is causing it. It implies that whatever they are, they're studying us for some reason or another. And if that's the case, then what you suggest by studying the people means that if we're the subject, then we can extrapolate from that some sort of intention about what they're doing here and why. Beyond that, it's difficult to say. I mean, the pattern suggests some sort of study at a distance where they don't get themselves too involved in the actual experiment to contaminate it that much unless it's very specific. It's sort of always on their terms. And it could explain a whole variety of behaviors and experiences, including maybe, as you suggested, Gene, a number of experiences by a single person or family members. And some people have suggested that it can go back a number of generations. So this kind of all fits with the idea that there's some sort of a study going on about us by them for some sort of a reason. What that reason is, I'm not entirely sure. I mean, that gets into a lot of speculation, but your idea to look at the people behind them, the reports, I think that speaks directly to the possibility and the motivation for why they're here. That's why what I called Chris, for example, one of the most important people in ufology today. When you look at the sum total of his number of experiences and you try to think of some reason for why all of those things would happen to him, it creates a picture that is really quite extraordinary.
Oh, I want to ask you, Gene, I know it's not the type of thought process you enjoy going through, but what's your speculation as to why we're being visited? Do you have any?
Well, the question here assumes that we're being deliberately visited as opposed to being in touch with something that is always there.
Well, let's just assume we're being visited.
Okay, well, that's based on an assumption that someone or something out there finds us interesting enough to visit us. And as a result, they, or it, or whatever they are, has to satisfy some curiosity. Or it's part of a monitoring process of our civilization. Or it's something that we undergo as part of our development. In interacting with our universe, we undergo these experiences as we advance ourselves.
Oh, that's interesting. Can you elaborate on that a little more?
I think, what if, as we grow as a species, there are certain things that happen to us that are part of our development?
You mean we just naturally become more aware of the universe, like we became more aware that there's galaxies out there, and that this just becomes available to our senses as we evolve? Something, have I got that kind of thinking? Is that?
I suppose that's possible, or the phenomenon is a way to advance humans. That as we advance as a species, things happen to us that we need as part of our developmental process, our collective unconscious or something. So we're being given the incentive to ultimately develop spaceships and leave this planet, explore the universe. That's our imperative. Now, is that Mother Nature sending us a signal that Earth is not going to last forever and we've got to go to the stars?
Mother Nature, the sort of, yeah, well, I suppose you could look at it in the largest sense, that everything is natural to some extent if it's a product of the universe. But when you get looking at, okay, there's a Air Force base and it picks up a UFO on its radar and sends a couple of jets up, and they pick up that UFO on their radar, and then they make a visual on it as well, and it looks like it's some sort of disc, and they close in on it enough to make it out in daylight. I mean, that's getting pretty specific about the type of thing that we're talking about. It's no longer just a nebulous, well, it could be this or that Mother Nature thing. We're talking about something very physical and right before the senses of people who are observing it while it's being instrumentally detected.
All right, that's a good possibility, too.
Let me get back to some of your previous guests. Why don't you go through some more list of who you thought were stars and who you thought were duds?
Well, we had Paula Harris on once.
Huh.
And we kind of ended the conversation like a few minutes before the show concluded with, well, we're not going to go anywhere with this. And where it got off the rails, in addition to everything else, let's do the break. We'll talk about that in our next segment. With Gene Randall and Lewis, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, one of the guests that kind of took us off the rails in terms of her participation was Paula Harris, who claims to be some kind of reporter. And we had her on the Paracast once, a long time ago with the original co-host. And towards the end, we questioned her where she said that she thought that Billy Meyer was the real deal. And we wanted to maybe have her justify that. And she denied saying it. And evidently, of course, she did say it. And maybe she was embarrassed saying it, or said it to benefit a particular audience that she reached. That subject almost came to an end very closely before the show concluded. Interesting. Back in 2009, we had Daz Smith, a forum member, who claimed to be an expert at remote viewing. So we thought, hey, let's put it to the test. And so we set up a test where he'd tell us what was hidden from him to give us some information. He passed the test.
Oh.
All right. The show was done April 26, 2009. Now, for many thousands of reasons, he was never on again. I was about to put him on recently, and we just didn't get around to it. I'd like to, though, because that is something that's interesting. Interesting discussion. Test of remote viewing. On the other hand, we had someone else here who was talking to us about the Hieronymus box, the wishing machine. Lewis, you've heard about this?
I have not, no.
Okay, we had Joshua Warren, who claims to be one of those people who claims to be an expert a little over everything. And he had a manufacturing partner who built the wishing machine, the Hieronymus box. And I said, okay, I'll try it. They sent me one. For a time, I think it may have actually worked. I don't know. And then it didn't. Of course, I am moved now into a new location. I suppose it wouldn't hurt to plug it in and try it. Nothing can get worse.
Well, tell me about some other good guests that you've been impressed with, their research, their reasoning.
Kevin Randall is always one of our favorite guests. He's a lot of fun to have on the show. And he's honest. He's brutally honest. He tells you what he thinks. That's good. We always like Don Eckert because he has a certain level of stories that he tells. And he's always outspoken. He's a bit of a curmudgeon. That's okay. Nick Redfern's a lot of fun because he writes a lot of fascinating books. And he comes up with interesting ideas that start you thinking about things. He wrote one of the more compelling books with the alternate explanation about Roswell. So it's very important that we had him on the show. We also had a weird character on January 1st. A guy named Sean Correa, and he had this organization called Anonymous Uprising, where he hoped to raise $1 million for some kind of UFO detection project. Now, as of the time we're doing this show, which is September 21st, he claimed to have raised $100,720. But one of those donations, $100,000, comes from an alleged offline source. All the other donations were, you know, $25, $50, $100. It's on GoFundMe. It's still there. I think once the venture is more than a few weeks old, it kind of dies off. The $100,000, I suspect, may not have been real. It may have been just put there in order to get other people to donate. Oh, look, we got somebody giving $100,000. Maybe someone will match it. The thing went nowhere. He made some claims about his background that we checked out, and it seemed he was real, but really took us nowhere. So, in some ways, that's an interesting episode because of the fact that it didn't do what we thought it would do.
Lou, this is actually an interesting point. So, you know, as someone who's sort of been an observer of what goes on in the field, do you think that any amount of money that we throw at the subject is really going to get us the evidence that we need? Do you think that it is a problem that's solvable by throwing bags of money at it?
I don't know that we could ever, if in my imaging, in my imagination, somehow capturing one of these vehicles so that we could pull it apart and talk to the inhabitants. I don't know that that would take money. Supposedly, they're just technologically far in advance of us, whether it's technologically or they understand physics so much better that they can dip and tuck in between dimensions, however you want to think of it. I do think, though, that would be better if the governments were to acknowledge the truth, because then I think there would be more possibility of making contact with other entities, I'll put it that way. Why do I think that?
I think there's a lot of
what's the word you want to use? The winks and the nods that people talk about this subject or are a little off base. Or, you know, not well psychologically. And I think that's been, at least at one time, the government encouraged that, and it's been picked up and just permeates our society. And that's unfortunate, I think. Unfortunately, also, there are a lot of nutcases out there who grab onto the subject, who use it to explain their behavior and their theories and their thoughts about life. And so that just pollutes the subject matter too. But if it were legitimized, I think we would be better able to pull apart and get real evidence and see where that might lead us. That's how I see it. I don't anticipate that in my lifetime.
So you're not saying that that might sort of provide a motivation to the aliens themselves to initiate contact from their end?
It could be. I realize, that almost fits in with the kind of hierarchy of events that Gene was alluding to that might take place. I don't know. I just do know that there's a lot of disparaging comments out there. It just permeates our society. Even as recently as the Phoenix Lights, how they skewered the one politician for just asking honest questions, and for that matter, the governor felt that he had to keep a lid on it at first so it wouldn't be hysteria. And only years later did he admit that he himself had seen the craft himself, which raises for me another question. Why are we not, with so many iPhones out there now, or whatever, phones that are capable of taking pictures, why are we not seeing a lot more pictures of these things? I'm not aware that we are. And with the internet, they should be all over the place. And that's just not happening.
Right, but you remember here also, remember, Lou, also, mm-hmm. that most people using iPhones are not looking up, they're looking down. And when they're looking up, they do capture things, their lights in the sky. You know, it's not that easy to take a photograph unless the craft or whatever it is really close. If it's in the distance, it's just going to be a light in the sky. It could be anything. How many UFO photos are there that show something distinctive enough to present a mystery? Not that many. There aren't that many really, really, really good UFO photos. And because everybody has a phone in their pocket now, and Samsung makes good cameras too, so they do have the equipment with which to take those photos, but they're not looking up, and when they are, unless what they see is close enough and they remember to grab the camera in their pocket or whatever, you may not see something. We've got more to come with Lewis Sheehan, Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
What's your feeling about that, Randall Murphy, about the dearth of useful photos in light of the fact that a billion people have pretty good cameras now?
You know, interesting question. I was just talking with someone the other day who was telling me that they were sitting in traffic and they saw craft in the sky very clearly, but there's this sort of awe factor, this sort of flabbergasting thing, like, you know, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? And he had a phone right next to him and didn't take any pictures. And this is someone who comes across to me as fairly believable, and, you know, I have no way to prove one way or the other, but seeing something like that really is kind of an awe-inspiring sight. I mean, I know I've seen one myself, so have a number of other people, and thinking of digging out your phone and is just sort of becomes waylaid as a priority to just experiencing and watching the thing.
Well, Gene, more good guests that you've had on?
It's one of those things where there's no one guest. There's a whole bunch of guests that you liked, you enjoyed the interaction, and so therefore we had good times with them, and we like to have them back. Chris Rutkowski, the Canadian UFO researcher. It's just great, because you think of him when you talk to him as a pretty straight-laced guy, and he's very funny. I like the British UFO researchers because they have such an enlightened view of the subject, like Philip Mantle. Greg Bishop is great because he is willing to consider all sorts of possibilities. He doesn't just believe. He questions and he talks and he allows people to have their say. I was glad to get Whitley Strieber on the show after 10 years of the Paracast in February of last year. I was disappointed that he didn't convince us of anything. I had heard him speak a couple of times in New York at a New York Fortean Society lecture where John Keel and Tim Beckley were running the shows back in the early 90s. And I don't know about Strieber. I think something may have really happened to him. But some people say he's just doing it to sell books. That might be pushing it.
You know, Nick Redfern, I once spoke with him. I call into shows like I'm doing today. And I asked him in part why he was so interested in the subject. And part of the reason was when he was growing up, his father was in the United Kingdom's military, and he participated in a large NATO exercise called Operation Mainbrace. And his father was involved with radars, and they picked up a lot of UFOs on radars during those military exercises. A lot of headlines and papers back from that era. And I just think that's interesting. I always like to know why someone is interested in UFOs, and I know that was a question thrown in my direction when I called into this show. But I think it's something that should be asked of every guest that you have, why it is that they're so interested and they're willing to even risk their reputation by delving into the subject. And I believe your former Your former co-host may have bowed out in part because he felt that it was just hurting his reputation and not getting him anything for it. So I do think it's an interesting question to ask everyone that you bring on. So I urge you to do that in the future. So that'll save me from posting that question in your forum week after week. And I want also to mention, I'm going to throw you a softball pitch, but I asked you this question about a week ago. How easy is it to download the Paracast Plus onto your mobile phone? Go ahead and tell us how easy it is. I'm not a techie, so it doesn't sound easy to me, but go ahead and tell us how easy it is.
It's very easy. You set it up once, and that's automatic. And to set it up, you have to add the podcast using the URL that we give you when you sign up for Paracast Plus. We give you a custom URL, and it's not an iTunes URL. It goes directly to our site, but it doesn't matter. Just copy-paste. You will then be asked to log in. The login name is your forum name plus your forum password. Once you log in, it becomes part of your podcast in Apple's podcast app and Downcast and other apps. Android, there are a number of apps that do it too. And once you do that, it will update just like anything else automatically, or you pull it down and it updates. That's all. It's not a big deal.
But can I subscribe on my computer and then listen to it on my phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have an iPhone, right?
What kind of phone?
Okay. iPhone.
5S. 5S, as a matter of fact.
Pardon? 5S? Okay, doesn't matter.
5S.
Okay. I have an iPhone right here. And this iPhone is running iOS 11, which your iPhone can do too. We have only a couple of minutes left, so I want to do this really quickly here. Okay? There is this app. There's this podcast app. And you launch podcasts. Okay? And there's a way in there, and I have to look at how it's done. There's a way in there where you can add the podcast and have it update. I have to look at the new interface here because it's a little different. I think you have to go to your library. Okay, here's how you do it. You go to podcasts, tap library, tap edit, and then there's an option, add a podcast by URL. And you paste the URL that we give you. When you sign up, we send you a letter. You paste it there, tap subscribe. You then log into the forum, and that's how you get the Paracast Plus, just like that. Or Tech Night Out Plus, if you join that too.
And do I do that on my phone, or could I
do it on your phone? Yeah, I do it on your phone, because if you do it in iTunes, it'll only be in iTunes. You can do it on iTunes on your Mac or a PC. But on, remember, again, it's a manual edition. Podcast app, choose library. When you choose library, you then tap edit. And when you tap edit, add a podcast by URL. The whole process will take you less than a minute.
So in the future, for your future shows, and you and Chris are co-hosting, remember to ask your guests why they're interested in the subject. Do me a favor and find out from Paul Kimball, get the critique of his own movie, what he now sees as having been unhelpful. Hopefully we'll prepare for a Stan Friedman grilling. Again, I like the guy. I respect the guy greatly. So to say grilling, he does deserve hard questions. He's bright enough to entertain them. And considering having Hastings on to talk about his movie and perhaps more chapters in his book, Beyond the UFOs and Nukes, because he has other interesting writings, including about Bent Waters, which arguably is not involving nuclear weapons. Maybe it is. And I want to thank you for allowing a random listener to call in and ask a lot of questions that have been going through his mind over the past few years.
Let me answer you briefly about Robert Hastings. He got ragged on in the forum something fierce at the time. There's some people who were against his ideas and posted their objections in an objectionable way, if you get my point. He may not, as a result, want to come back on the show. It's unfortunate that happens sometimes. As to Paul Kimball, he'll be back soon. Maybe we'll give you the opportunity to ask him yourself. How's that work for you?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine by me.
Okay. Well, what do you do for a living, by the way?
It's a long story, but I'm currently working for it. What was St. Jude Medical, it's now Abbott, and they make pacemakers and so forth, and I'm involved with filings with the FDA. I was a lawyer for decades. I changed careers, and sometimes I question why in retrospect, because I was making much more money. But I wanted to do something different, so I went back to school and got a degree in biotechnology. I'm trying to carve out a new niche for myself in the sciences.
Good luck with it. Good luck for the future. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Look for two PowerCast fan clubs on Facebook. One of them is a group. The other is a community. Isn't that weird? Whatever you like. We have a second radio show, of course, called After the PowerCast. After the PowerCast is part of the PowerCast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.thepowercast.com. That's plus.thepowercast.com. For a low subscription rate, we give you After the PowerCast, a version of this show free of network ads, and lots of other benefits. And if you join for 5 years or 10 years, you'll get a free book or two. We have several that we offer. Supplies are limited. Plus.thepowercast.com. Our special guest host, of course, was J. Randall Murphy. We welcome loyal listener Louis Sheehan, and you know he can talk well because he is a lawyer. That explains a lot. Lou, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
And thank you. Thanks for allowing me to participate.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.